Yes, you're a 95 BFM breakfast. Now, there's a lot of exciting stuff coming up this weekend, including tomorrow night at Ponsonby Social Club. Yurt Party are bringing their 200 tour. They've just released an album, Up to Tamaki Makaurau. These guys are from Ototahi, and they make just the most fun music you've ever heard. Ain't no party like a yurt party. And we're lucky enough to have Lorenz on the line. Morena, Lorenz.
Kia ora. How are you? Good.
Awesome. We're good. We're excited to chat. There's a brand new Yurt Party album, 200. We've been absolutely thrashing this one. It's so good. Congratulations. How does it feel to have the album out?
Oh, so good. I mean, it's, you're in a band too. As you know, it takes a long time to put stuff together. So it's very satisfying for it to be out there and knowing people are enjoying it. That's a big one.
Yeah, hard. Yeah, and it must feel really good. Awesome. It must feel really special as well to be doing this tour. You've played quite a few shows already and playing some of the new stuff and seeing people enjoy it sort of in real time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of our music grows out of live performance. I mean, that's kind of where they evolve. I mean, all of our tunes go through an evolving process, often starting from one vibe and then ending up in a different vibe. And it often grows at gigs. So, you know, at this show at the Social Club in Ponsonby, we'll be playing tunes from that new album, but also some tunes that we haven't even recorded yet, because, you know, that's where we test out the tunes and see how people like them.
So cool. You guys are pretty prolific. You're putting out albums all the time, and there's always new material at the gigs, so you must be writing a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, we get together every week to do the admin hit and the practice. Some people are surprised that we get together on a Monday morning at 9 a.m.
Whoa. Awesome.
Very civilized. That's our routine.
I feel like that's a hell of a way to kick off the week.
Yeah. No, it's really good. Yeah.
And so,
maybe more productive, possibly.
Totally. It's a peak productivity time, I reckon. A lot of your music come from just like jamming together?
I would say it's not too many have grown completely out of a jam. Typically, someone will come with a little idea, and then that idea gets jammed out. So, I mean, definitely jamming it through is a very big component of writing our tunes, but yeah, usually from a spark. And for example, it's often like a couple of tunes, like for example, Fela started off. It's named after Fela Kuti,
yeah,
the Afrobeat musician, and it started out very Afrobeat, and well, you can still hear that a bit, but it's kind of turned quite a bit reggae as well. And like The Gambler started off kind of inspired by like the energy and spirit of kind of Bollywood music, but now it's turned into that kind of psychedelic dubby kind of exploration.
So cool. There's so much influence from sort of all over in your music that when you try to explain it to someone, it's like, I never quite can, and I just say, you just have to go to a show and experience it, because it's also like nothing else, and the crowd gets so the amount of people that I've talked to about Yurt Party, and they say it's the best dance they've ever had at a show. It's pretty amazing. When you describe your shows to people, what do you say?
Oh, I think I struggle as much as you do, actually.
Right.
But I mean, maybe I've had more practice trying to describe it, or what we kind of came down to. Well, there was one time we started off. We liked the idea of the idea that we write our own music. We don't claim to be authentic in any way, but we also get influences from a lot of places just because we love the music, right? So we liked the idea of traveling musicians. So our one thought was like, oh, that kind of gypsy vibe. But then that's not quite PC. So, but then the real term would be Romani. But then not so many people might know that. So we went through this whole process. We even got, we went through this whole process. And I think what encapsulates our vibe now is we tend to just call it street party music.
Yeah. Oh, I like and that.
And it's vague enough to encompass everything, but it portrays the energy that we intend to bring to gigs.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. It's so unique in the way that you can really tell you've done the festival circuit many times and you are bringing that street party music to the smaller venues around the Motu. So we're very excited to have you up at Ponsonby Social Club tomorrow. What are you excited for about the Auckland show?
Well, we've got this excellent opening act that I really look forward to hearing again. They're called Psycho Gag.
They are really good.
A bunch of very talented musicians. And they're playing, I don't know how to describe it either exactly. Maybe you can help me out there.
I think Rosetta's a little more familiar with
It's a little
Gag.
It's a little jazz soul adjacent,
have you heard of them?
Perhaps. I've heard of them, yeah.
Good. You should. And if you haven't heard of them, you should check them out and so that you can say you've heard of them.
That's lovely. Okay, I'm very excited for the gig tomorrow. I'm going to have an awesome time. I'm going to have a mean little bounce around to Yurt Party. I might even get in the conga line. Who knows? There's always a conga line, eh?
It keeps happening, yeah, which is awesome.
We can't stop them.
You can't stop the people.
I'm wondering, so occasionally we get this one where two people kind of make an arch with their hands and then a couple of people go through the arch and then join up, tag up on the end and also put their arms up as an arch. And then the kind of that kind of tunnel grows and grows and grows as more people funnel through the tunnel. That is less common than the conga line, but it does sometimes happen.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty fun.
If anyone listening is heading to the Yurt Party gig tomorrow night at Ponsonby Social Club, get those hands together. Let's make a tunnel.
Make it happen. Very good. People can still get tickets from Under the Radar, and there'll be some door sales, will there?
Yep, there'll be some door sales. Yeah, rock on up.
Awesome.
We thought we'd listen to Pocket Weasel, which is one of our favourite tracks off the album. Millie, a couple of weeks ago, it was very awesome. We listened to it and then Millie said, that's exactly what it would feel like to have a weasel in your pocket. And we were wondering if that was the inspiration for the song title.
Actually, the song title came after. Yeah, it's actually usually the song title comes after.
Okay.
I agree. It's pretty fitting. But actually, because I kind of made the skeleton of that piece before the jam out.
Yeah.
And how I came about it is I randomly bumped into Marlon Williams.
Whoa.
Well, he's from Otatahi, Christchurch as well. So, anyway, met him. I was like, hey, What do you think? Like, what are some strategies you use to write tunes and things? And one of the things he said was, like, come up with a couple of notes, just two notes maybe, and then kind of mentally think like you're trying to remember a tune that you used to know but you've forgotten, and then just slowly grow those two notes into something bigger. And so, for Pocket Weasel, I used exactly that strategy. And that's what I came up with.
Oh, brilliant. I love it. It's such a banger, honestly. Congratulations. Congrats on the new album. Everyone go to the gig. There's still tickets. There'll be door sales, Ponsonby Social Club, tomorrow night. Thank you so much for joining us, Lorenz.
Perfect. Pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. It's been great chat.
Awesome. Looking forward to the gig. We're going to listen to Pocket Weasel from Yurt Party. You're on BFM Breakfast.